paragraph Dalit. Kizeh klal godol, because this is a very important rule. Shebechol darga v'darga bechol oylem v'oylem yesh klipo hakidemes lepri, that on each and every single level, and within each and every single one of the worlds, there is a klipa, a husk, that precedes the fruit. Before you can get to the actual fruit, you have to address the klipa. V'afilu b'madregas ho'elyoinos she'en sham klipa gemura. And even when we're talking about the highest levels, where there you don't have real klipa, yesh shom achizas eze klipa daka, there still is a very delicate type of klipa that's attached over there also. V'chol ma she'achizas haklipa v'sheka dak yoyz kosher lamid al davar yosef v'kosher es levatla. And the more that the klipa is more refined, and it's less ugly and everything, the more it's difficult to distinguish it, you know, to recognize it, and the more difficult it is to get rid of it. Ki ikara chizas ho'avlo v'ayosher, shein b'chinas sikra d'kedusha, shu b'chinas yosher, b'chinas yamin. The main achiza of this crime and righteousness, which is kedusha, which is righteousness, which is the right side, versus sitra achra, which is the crime, the left side, ikar sharosham humei emuna ukfirus. Their roots, the roots of yashrus are in emuna, and the roots of ovel, crime and everything, is in kfira, denial of Hashem. Ki ikar achizas hasitra achra shehu hayetzahara humei kfirus. Because the main place from which all forms of the sitra achra draw their nourishment is from kfirus, from denial of Hashem. Ki hayetzahara nikra keil acher, kfirus, kimuvon b'divir Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymos. Because the yetzahara is called an idol, keil acher, kfirus, atheism, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in many places in the Kutimran, in Torah Yud, in Torah Samach Beis. V'yesh boze kamo alofim urevovois madregois. And there are thousands and tens of thousands of different levels of faith or the opposite, or kfira. Ki yesh she'en loy kfirois gemurois, because there are people who don't have complete denial of Hashem or denial of tzaddikim or denial of the Torah. Aval ein hu emuna kol kach b'shlemus. However, their faith is not that strong, is not that whole. And relative to the degree that the person is strong in their emuna or weak in the emuna, to that degree, the klipa, the sitra achra, has power over that person. And all of this goes back to what we discussed in the beginning of this halacha. Machmash hasoga selakus yefsher lahasik kiim al yedei tzimtzumim rabim misechel elyon lasechel tachton. Because of the fact that if a person wants to achieve a real, true understanding of Hashem, it's not so easy. It's not so simple. You have to be able to go up to a very, very high place where these hasoga selakus are, and be able to bring it down, be able to shrink it and water it down and figure out how to be metzamtzim it and further metzamtzim and further metzamtzim for the person to be able to handle it. Umeelu hatzimtzumim nimshochim kol ha'olamos meroish v'atzof. And it's from these constrictions of this very high light that's what generated the worlds as we know it, the olam habriya, the olam hayitzira. Ki elu hatzimtzumim heim b'chinas klal ha-toira. Because these constrictions of Hashem's light, they are actually what the Torah is all about. Ki heim b'chinas shiurin di'asvan doiraisa, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. That's the concept of the different portions of the Torah. You have, let's say, an entire sedra, an entire parsha, which is a major package of hasoga selukus, of understanding of Hashem. And a parsha is made up of prakim, different chapters. And each chapter is made up of so many psukim. And each pasuk is made up of so many words. And each word is made up of so many letters. And the letters have different vowels under them. So it's tzimtzumim, it's all kinds of constrictions and reconstrictions of Hashem's light. Vayidei Oisius HaTorah Nivru Kol Hoylamos. And we know that it's with the letters of the Torah that all the worlds were created. Ki Boi Raiso Boro Kutche Baruch Hu Alma, as is written that it's with the Torah that Hashem created the world. Nimtza Shehat Simtsumim Hanal Shema Chochmois Vasichlius Shal Yodom Asig Masukus Alakus Kanal Heim Shoyresh Kol Ho'ilomois V'chol Ashebohem Meroish Vatzoif. So therefore these Tzimtzumim of Hashem's light, which are the Chochmois and the Sichlius, and it's the Torah through which we're Masig Hasugas Elokus, that's the source, that's the root of all the worlds and everything that was created in these worlds from beginning to end, because it says Hashem created with the Torah. Ki kulam bechochma sisa, as the pasuk says, Hashem created everything with chochma. Chochma is the Torah. The Torah is, you know, all of these sentences and words and letters. And ki kulam bechochma sisa, einu chochma nal shu asichlius lahasigos yisporach al yodom sheze ikra chochma, because the chochma, which is the seichel to be able to understand Hashem, that's the main chochma. That's the real chochma. Umachmas chet Adam Arishon, and as a result of the sin of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, nisarbev hadas vachochma shebechol oilam ubechol darga. The das and the chochma of each and every world became mixed up. It became a whole mishmash. Ve'yesh achizo la'sidrachra b'chol ha'sichlius she'b'chol oilam v'darga. And what happens is this made this chochma and sechel on each and every level vulnerable to the sidrachra, that the sidrachra was able to latch onto and to put a covering on the chochma and sechel of every single level, which is called the klipa. Shezeo b'chinas mashikosav sham b'Torah. Now, this is what Rabbein Ezal writes over there in Torah Lamed. Shelefa'omim noifeles hamalchus shu chochma tato bein hasitra achra. Rabbein Ezal explains over there that in each and every one of the worlds, you have the midos of Hashem, the ten spheros, which start from chochma. Chochma is the highest one. Malchus is the lowest one. So you have the chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Vortvers, of Atzilus, let's say, going down to Malchus. Then you have the Chochma, Bina, Das, going down to Malchus of Bria, and so on and so forth. And Rabbein Ezal says over there that at times the Malchus falls into the hands of the Sitra Achra. And another name for Malchus is Chochma Tato. Chochma is called Chochma Ilah. Malchus is called Chochma Tato. So there are times that this Chochma Tato falls into the hands of the Sitra Achra. V'ze ikar hayegia v'avoida shel Adam kol yimei chayav. And this is the main job and responsibility of a Jew throughout his entire life. Levarer ulalabein kol oilam v'chol darga me'achiz esaklipo sheba'oysa olam v'darga. To be able to sort out and clean up each and every single world, to be able to separate the klipa from the kedusha, and that the klipa should not be able to draw from the kedusha. V'zeh b'chol odom u'b'chol zman. And this applies to every single person in every single generation. Ki afilu ha'pochoy shebepchusim, because even the lowest level Jew, kifi avoidosu, kifi ma'isev ha'toivim, based on the degree of avodas Hashem that he does, if he davens once a week or he davens once a day, or whatever it is, and according to his good deeds, kemoikein hu mevarer u mezakech kefi madrogosoi, to that degree he zoicha to sort out the good from the bad and purify it. U kemoikein hu zoicha lasugas elokus lakrois yisborach, and to that degree he zoicha to achieve an understanding of Hashem. Ulehefech, lehefech, and the opposite causes the opposite reaction. Ki kishemekalkel ma'isav chas v'shalom, because when a Jew does bad deeds, when a Jew does averos, sins of every type, kemoikein hu oise mosoch hamavdil beinoy bein asogos ugesporach, he creates barriers, he creates a wall between himself and being able to understand Hashem. Kemoy shekosov, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Nuntes, it was your sins that separated you and that stood between you and Hashem. Umachmaze roiv ha'olam rechoyke me'asogas elokusoi. And it's for this reason that majority of the people are far from a true understanding of Hashem. Machmas shaharoiv ein maseim olam yofe. Because the majority in the people of the world, their deeds are not so good. Ve'ikar hatikin al yedei hatzadik ho'emes hagodol b'mailo. And the main tikkun can only be brought about through the true tzaddik, who's on the highest level, sheyesh loy koyach lekariv kol harachoykin biyoser, who has the ability to bring close even those people who are the furthest away, ulahamshich hagdomois v'sibuvim kedoshim besichlius keile at shigam heim yizkul asogas hesboruch. And this great tzaddik has the ability to draw all kinds of introductions and all kinds of methods of giving over this understanding of Hashem in a manner that even those people who are very far from Hashem should be given a true understanding of Hashem. Ubishvil zed tzrichen li zoyer ma'oid milito satzmoy loymer shiyiskarv lokot mamaylam. And it's for this reason that a person has to be extremely careful not to make a mistake and say, my rabbi is good enough. The rabbi of my neighborhood, or the rabbi of my city, or the rabbi of my shul, it's good enough. He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows Torah, he knows Gemara, he knows Halacha. What's wrong? Even though I would definitely admit that he's not a big tzaddik, he's not a great tzaddik. Ki afal pi shegam zeh akotan b'mayla godol mimenu harbe, because even though this rabbi, who's not such a big rabbi, is on a much higher level than the person, avol me'achar shadayin lo yizochel madrego elyona b'tachlis samayla, but because of the fact that this rabbi was not zeichet to the highest levels of religion, v'lo yizoch adayin l'shaber u'lahamtik achizas kol haklipos b'sharosh no elyon, and this rabbi was not zoiche yet to break the attachment of the klipos, you know, to the kedusha, shehu shoyresh achizas hadin shemishom kol achizosom, which is to sweeten the connection of the klipos to their heavenly source, to the very high place that they're connected, which is the Shoyresh of Achizas Hadin. Umi sheloi higyadayin lezen, a person who has not yet gotten to that level, afilu um higil eze darga, even if he is on a certain level, aval adayin lo shofar haklipo shebedarga gavoye yoser, but he has not yet succeeded in breaking and destroying the klipa on a higher level, Bekal yochoy litois shom, that rabbi can easily make a mistake over there, atchi yahape choavla liyosher, to the point where that rabbi will misinterpret a crime and say that it's perfectly okay, chas v'shom. Ad sheyucha lekalke el harbe, to the point where the person can do major harm. Ki kasheinu mishabra haklipo shutzorach leshabroi. Because when the rabbi does not break the klipa that he's required to break, azay noisin koyach lasitra achar vaklipo shibon reiz atachtoynis, then what happens is that rabbi gives energy, he gives strength to the sitra achra and to the klipos of the lower level, v'yuchal lehizgaber b'yoyser horash l'makrov meilov. This could result in the klipos, the forces of tumah, getting stronger, and the ra of those students that come close to this rabbi, that their ra should get stronger, because they're drawing energy from a higher level klipa than them. In other words, this student who comes to the rabbi, he has his own klipos. The rabbi he's going to, who has not yet succeeded in destroying his klipos and his sitrachra, when the student connects with the rabbi, not only does he have the problems of his own klipos, but because he's attached to a rabbi who has klipos, and the rabbi has not succeeded on working on his own klipos, the student gets attacked by the rabbi's klipos also, Rachmon Litzlan. The two groups of klipos get together, Rachmon Litzlan. And that could make the ra of the students become even worse. Because they're now drawing from evil and klipa that's on a higher level than them. Shehu hadargo shel rabbam. They're drawing from the klipa of their of the level of their rabbi. Shelo yizoch adayin levarer ulahachnia haklipa vasitrach ranechaz Hashem, who has not yet succeeded in sorting out and weakening the klipa and the sitrachra that's attached on his level. You understand what he's saying here? You get a student who has his own problems. The student says, I don't have to find the biggest tzaddik, a tzaddik who has no problems spiritually, a tzaddik who has purified himself totally. It's enough if I go to a rabbi who's a Talmud Chacham, who can teach me Torah. What's so bad? But what he doesn't realize is that if this rabbi can only teach him Torah, but the rabbi has not yet really worked on himself to get rid of all the bad and all the evil and all of that stuff, then what happens is, by that rabbi, the ra is still very active. It's there. And when a student comes to him and attaches himself to him, the student comes with his baggage, with his ra, and his ra sees the ra of the rabbi, and they become buddies. And with their combined ra, they can do even more damage than they did before, Rachmana Litzlan. So it's not just that he's not getting the highest level of Torah, it's worse. It's that he could be turned into a worse Jew than he was before he came close to this rabbi, Chas v'Shalom. The Iker HaKilkul, and the greatest damage and destruction is, Kishezeh HaKoton B'mayla, Chilek Atzmoy Me'arebi Amite HaGodol B'mayla Mo'id, Atachlis HaShlemus. When the person who's on a low level detaches himself completely from the true tzaddik who's on a very, very high level, the highest possible level, She'ein Shlemus Achrov, which the tzaddik can't achieve Shlemus past that. Kizeh Shemakurov Lezeh Rebbe Emes, because a person who's attached to and close to a real true tzaddik, Afiluim hu koton b'mayla ma'oid, even if the person, the student, is on a very low level, yesh loy koyach lesakein hakoil, he has the ability to fix everything, ulekarev kol harachoykim l'Hashem Yisborach, and to bring all the people who are very, very far from Hashem, to bring them close to Hashem, ulahachnis bohem hasogas elukus, and to shine into them a true understanding of Hashem, Hakoil Bekoyach Rabbi Hagodol, all through the power of his great rabbi. Listen to these words here. These words are very powerful and very clear. Rav Nosson Zal saying a student who's not a big tzaddik and who's not even a big genius, but he becomes seriously attached to the tzaddik, to the great tzaddik, number one, that student can definitely fix everything that's wrong with him. Number two, that student can bring others close, can bring all kinds of people who are very far from Hashem, close to Hashem, through his Rebbe, through the connection with his tzaddik. Ukemavura ba Torah kimrach meminagim, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran Tanina, shehatzadik gam achar histalkuso lemokrim shenistalek oisek betikin hoylam al yedei talmidav, that the tzaddik, even after he leaves the world, he's still involved in fixing the world through his students. Because the main shleimus of a tzaddik is that even when he physically leaves this world, his operation is still active. His work is still being continued by his sfarim and by his students. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Zayin, where Rabbi Nizal explains this. Aval zeh hakoton b'maylo, whereas this other guy who's on a low level, and again, we're talking about even if he's a rabbi or even if he's a teacher, but he's on a much lower level. He's not a tzaddik emes by any means, and he's not receiving power from a true tzaddik. Mikol Shken Kishecholek Olav, and especially if he speaks against the true tzaddikim, Loi Dai She'enu Yochel L'Saken HaMakrov Me'lov, not only is he incapable of improving the people who come close to him, getting them to be more religious, Afgam Mekalkel Oysim Harbe, he can make them even worse than they were before they came to him. Because their rabbi is tearing them away and uprooting them from the possibility of being attached to their spiritual source, which is the true tzaddik, Shehu Shoyresh Nishmois Yisrael, who is the source of all the Jewish souls. V'zeh HaKotan B'mayla B'atzmoi B'vadai En Yochel Sakalaisim. And this lower level rabbi, he himself surely is not in a position to fix those Jews, to make them more religious, to make them into better Jews. Adarabba, just the opposite. Noisei noid koyach lora shelohem. He strengthens the wrong things in these people. Mishoyresh hora hanechazboi. By feeding them from his roots, from the ra that he's attached to. She'adayin lo yizocho l'shabari, which he has not yet succeeded in breaking, in eliminating completely. V'zeh b'chinas machloikes koirach va'adosoi. What we've been discussing is related to the machloikes of Koirach and his group. B'chinas, as the posuk says there, vayikach koirach. V'targumoi, and the targum of the words vayikach koirach is v'ispaleg koirach. The word vayikach means to take. Korach took. The Targum says Korach divided. He took himself apart. He separated himself. Shecholak atzmoy mehatzadik ho'emes shumoish rabbeinu. Korach separated himself. He divided himself. He cut himself off from vid tzadik emes, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one interpretation. Number two, v'gam vayikach koirach kipshutoi. And also vayikach koirach is interpreted according to its regular translation, shelokach liatzmoi kamo nafshois Yisrael, that koirach took to himself other people. It wasn't bad enough that he was cutting himself off from Moshe Rabbeinu, but he took others with him away from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'omar shehu yoylichim bedarkoi. And he said he's going to lead them in his derech. He's also a leader. He's also a Talmud Chacham. He's a pikeach. Machma shenidmeloi shehu b'mayla govoyo she'ein lamala mimenu. Because it seemed to him that he was on such a high level that there wasn't higher than him. The Torah itself says Korach was a pikeach, and he saw Baruch HaKodesh that there were very, very great people that were destined to come from him, Shmuel Anovi. He saw all kinds of things that gave him a message that made him feel sort of invulnerable. And he felt confident that in going up against Moshe Rabbeinu even, that he would win. V'rotzo lachloik al Moshe shubchinas hatzadik o'emes. And Korach wanted to be choylik, to go against Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the tzadik emes. V'likach nefoshois letzoydedom lekorvam liatzmoi. And to take other souls, to trap them, and to be makar of them to himself, that they should go sheyelchu bederech hayosher legehenim vilavadoim, to take them straight, one-way ticket to Gehenim, to complete annihilation, to complete destruction. Kasheroyim b'chush darkom shel hamakorovim shel acholkim varoit from Rachmon Elzlam. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see in real life, he's talking about his own personal experiences, that the derech of those who come close to the people who are chilek against tzaddikim, or who are roidev tzaddikim, those people are on a one-way trip downward, down into Gehenim, Rachmona Litzlan. Rav Nosson Zal is using very dramatic terminology here, and he's not doing it to be poetic. He's being very serious. Everything here is precision.